sorry about my voice. I've got a cold or something, and it's doing a number on my voice. So if I cough or anything like that, I apologize. Hopefully it'll be gone by next time. Anyway, about the photo. So this is not my kid. It is the son of a friend of mine who just had a baby, and he's 2 weeks old in this picture, hence the name. And really, what I want to talk about here is the whole process of doing an infant photo shoot. This is actually the first time I've done this sort of thing officially. I've taken plenty of kids pictures of my own kids before, but I haven't actually gone and done a photo shoot for a client before like this with a baby. So there's a lot of things to think about beforehand, and it was a big learning experience for me, and I'm really glad and thankful that my friend let me come over and take pictures of her kid. There was some tricky elements to it, but all in all, it went great, and I was really happy with the results, and I'm looking forward to getting to do it again. You know, this is one of those moments when you feel like you've been practicing something and learning something, and for the purpose of what you're doing might not seem evident at the time, but then a moment clicks and you realize, okay, this is why all that stuff I've been practicing was so important. That this photo shoot was kind of like that. Everything that not everything, but so many things that I've learned over the years that I've been doing photography, there are moments when it all sort of comes together. And you know, I talk in this blog about the importance of getting out and taking pictures with your camera. Not just for learning about your camera and learning to take pictures, but so that when you have a situation in which those skills are required, you've already developed them beforehand. Things like getting an eye for composition or getting your subject in frame properly or getting the focus right and things like that. I don't have time on this session when I'm taking pictures of this kid to practice with stuff. I had to already be familiar with how my camera functions and how to create the lighting that I want and how to get the angles that I want. And all of the practice that I have done in different photo sessions and just for my own personal edification, it sort of came together in this session. It was really cool. It was a really nice feeling going into that, feeling totally confident. Yet there's a lot of unknowns and a lot of variables that I couldn't control, but I at least felt comfortable with my gear and I felt comfortable with myself as a photographer. The gear that I brought to this session, was a lot of stuff actually, most of which a lot of it I didn't use, but a lot of it I did. So I brought my D750, which is awesome. I brought my D7100 as a backup. It's always important to have a backup camera when you're doing a photo shoot. My three lenses, my 50 millimeter, my 85, my 35, which is a DX lens. So it's not designed to be used on full frame camera sensors because of the image circle it projects on the image sensor isn't big enough to cover the full image sensor. It's designed for a smaller sensor, but you can use it decently well if you know what to do. So I brought that as like an extreme backup. Brought my flash, which I used constantly, and I wore out a set of Alkalines. I have since bought Eneloop Pros. It was like $30 for 8 batteries, but they're rechargeable and they're supposed to be great in flashes. So brought that. Brought a reflector that I never used. Brought a step ladder, some blankets. And something that you don't see here, well, you kind of see it, is a backdrop, which I made out of just a piece of Masonite board. I think I got it for $2 at the local Habitat for Humanity Restore. Cut part of it off and clamped a blanket between the back of the board and this thin strip of board at the top with some clamps from Lowe's. And that's what you're seeing here holding up the background. And in front of the photo, you're going to see that there's like this white, I don't know, it looks like a white blanket or something. That's because the backdrop didn't cover the full length of the floor. And if I got any closer, I wouldn't have been able to get the whole baby in frame. So that's kind of an error. And next time I'll make sure to bring a bigger backdrop that can stretch out forward. And maybe even a dedicated backdrop, because this one, it's a blanket and it kind of looks like a blanket. But it fits. The photo shoot itself went really well. I bounced the flash off the ceiling. Sorry for the coughing, folks. I bounced a flash off the ceiling in almost every picture. You don't want to blind your baby with the flash, but you got to get that light. So my solution was to just point it straight upwards as much as possible. And one of the nice things about an external flash is you can angle it all sorts of ways. Some of these photos I took, I was looking straight down, but I was able to turn the head of my flash backwards and up. Not in this photo here. Here it was just pointed straight up. But man, if you don't have an external speed light and you're looking for a way to kind of up your game in photography, get one. They're a lot of fun and super useful. A few times during the session, I put on a couple different lenses, but honestly, I did most of the session with the 50 on my D750. It was a really nice focal length for this sort of thing. Eventually, I'd kind of like to get a macro lens. Nikon makes a really nice, I think it's 105mm macro lens, to get some pictures of like baby baby toes and fingers and eyelashes and stuff like that. But for this photo session, man, it was a really good setup. If you're interested in doing a photo session, that setup of a full-frame camera plus a 50mm lens, that'll get you 90% of the way there. There might be a few pictures that you can't get, so you might need a different lens or camera. If you do have a crop sensor camera, buy a 35mm lens. It sort of approximates the same field of view as a 50mm on a full frame. And go to town, man. It's a lot of fun. If you want to try something like this, I would just ask around for friends who have little ones like this and tell them you want to do it just for the experience of it. Know what you're doing beforehand, though. Don't just go in blind. Read blog posts, watch YouTube videos, and kind of mentally prepare yourself for what you're getting into, because it is kind of a personal situation. You're coming into someone's house and taking pictures of their kid, and you can't take that lightly. So anyway, sorry this rant long, but a lot of stuff to cover, and sorry about the coughing, but hey, I got a cold. What are you going to do? All right, see you later.